I had one line on my mind, and Brother Greg touched on it. Known unto God was his works from the beginning of the world. From the beginning of the world. Now, he didn't say known unto Fred Ross or known unto Terry Bryant. But he said known unto God, Brother Junior, was his works from the beginning of the world. He knew just as well that his son was going to come and die. He knew all these things. I don't know if you get things on your mind or not, but that's been on my mind all day. Known unto God was his works from the beginning of the world. That's an awesome statement. And today, people may not understand that statement. They'll take that statement, Brother Junior, and try to predestinate people into heaven or hell. But God knows all things. He knew what Brother Greg's life was going to be like. He knows mine. But we don't know these things. We don't cannot look ahead 18 years and say what's going to happen, Brother Junior. We don't know that. But God knows that everything that's going to take place. I want you to understand today that he knew Apostle Paul was going to do exactly what he'd done. He knew he raised him up to be what he was, even though he was Pharisee of Pharisee, strict as a sect, Brother Junior. The man that knew the law and was a keeper of the law, never swayed one bit one way or the other. He had it all. A powerful man that could speak about 13 different languages was a man today that was something that was taught to the very, very knowledgeable man at that time. Was probably one of the educatedest men around. Brother Junior, probably more than him. But he was there today. We don't hear much about all the rest of them, Brother Fred. But I'm sure there were some that had to teach him today. And I want you to understand today that Apostle Paul was a wonderful man, brother. But through everything that he done, he never saved nobody. He just went right ahead and done his job today. And I want you to understand today that yes, today it's required to us to do our job, whatever that may be. I hope God will. Y'all pray just for a minute. We'll not take long. I hope that God will bless me to preach. I study a lot, Brother Junior, but I understand little. I understand little, but I do know this, brethren, today, that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. And he is a special Savior unto who? The believer. Except that you believe that I am he, you shall what, brother? Die in your sins. And where I am, you cannot appear. I want you to understand today. Well, today, brethren, I know today that many things, people seem like things are the way they are, but I want you to know. And they talk, Brother Junior, about the battles in the scripture we find. But I want you to understand today. And they talk about the blood coming up to the horse's bridle and all these things, Brother Fred. It's the truth. And they look for things that's to come, Brother Junior. But little do they know, Brother Fred, that they're already happened, Brother Junior. Whether they believe that or not, brother. And today I want you to know that yes, today, he said, I am the bread of life. I am the bread that cometh down from God out of heaven that a man may eat thereof. And what, brethren, never die. And today I hope that God will. For a few minutes of time, Brother Keith, you're not the only one that has trouble preaching. When God don't come, we ain't none of us can preach, brother. That's the way it is, brother. And Brother Fred, but I want you to know. And today that yes, to today. And Brother Paul was a wonderful man, Brother Fred. And I read in here and find where one time today that there was a group of men, Brother, that took a vow, Brother Fred, that they wouldn't eat or drink until they killed this man called Paul, Brother, and Brother Keith today. But I want you to know today that I believe, Brother Fred, today that they couldn't have killed him a minute early, Brother, than what they did, Brother Junior, today. Somebody said, I don't believe that. Today, but I do, brethren. Today, I believe just like Christ, brother. He had an appointed time, brother. Brother Junior, to die, brother. I want you to know. Today, yesterday, brethren. I want you all to pray just for a few minutes of time. Today, and just as sure as I'm here, Brother Junior. Today, as Paul had an appointed time. Today. That we have an appointed time too. Today, you may not believe that, brethren and sister. Today, about yesterday, I want you to know the Bible says like this, brethren. Today, there's a time to be born, and there's a time to die. Today, there's a time to plant, and there's a time to harvest. Today, yesterday, but I want you to know today, yesterday, somebody said, well, how can I lengthen my life here? Brother Fred, the Bible says that we can lengthen our lives by one thing. What is that, brother? Today, yesterday, by being obedient, brother, today, by being obedient unto God, today, yesterday, brethren, how can you be obedient, brethren, today, just like Paul was, Brother John, today, on his way down to Damascus, today, I want you to know he was traveling down that road, today, today, as a man, brethren and sisters, today, that today have persecuted the very church of God, Brother Junior, today, but I want you to know on his way down there, Brother Lon, today, he heard a voice, did he not, today, oh, Paul, help Paul, and it's hard for you to kick against the pricks, today, and not only that, brother, today, he saw a great light come down from heaven, today, and I want you to know, I believe he was struck blind, Brother Junior, today, oh, brother, and he called him Lord, did he not, today, he knew who he was, today, he knew what he was doing, Brother Kenny, today, oh, brother, but yes, God, brother, I got a job for Paul to do, today, and I want you to know that Paul was going to do his job, and known unto God was his works from the beginning of the world, Brother Junior, today, oh, Brother Fred, when he was raising Paul up, brother, don't you know he knew what he's going to do, today, he taught him, Brother Junior, today, here's a man, the brother, sat on the Sanhedrin court, brother, today, he had power, Brother Fred, today, oh, but God looked down through the time, brother, today, and he said, today, when he stood there, brother, today, and they laid their garments on the ground, Brother Fred, when they were stoning old Stephen, Brother Junior, he stood there and guarded them, did he not, today, he consented to that, brother, today, and here's Stephen, brother, a man of God, oh, away with God, away with God choose a man like this today? Why would God choose a man like me today? Why would God choose a man like you, Brother Junior, today? I want you to know today. He said, I chose the weak things today to do what, brother? To confound the mighty today. Oh, brother, and it pleased God, brother, through the foolishness of preaching today to save them that would believe. He didn't say nothing about foolish preaching today, but the foolishness of preaching today. Oh, brother. Brother Fred, unto the world, brother, it's foolishness. But unto us, brother, what it is, it's the power of God, brother. And that's the way it is, brother. Today. Oh, brother, here's Paul, brother. Today, I want you to know he was a good preacher, brother. Today, I want you to know. And Brother Fred, sometimes they get on to it for preaching too long. Today, but here's Paul one time. The Bible said he was long in preaching, Brother Junior. Today, that's what the Bible said, brother. I didn't write it, Brother Greg. Today, oh, brother, he was long in preaching, Brother Dog. Today, and there was a little boy sitting in the window, Brother Junior. Today, and I believe he went to sleep, don't you? Today, and I want you to know. Today, I believe he fell out of the window. Today, I want you to know. Today, oh, he fell out of the window and he fell to the ground, brother. Today, and he was killed, Brother Junior. Today, but Paul, what did he do, brother? Today, he went down and fell on him, brother. Today, what happened to him, Brother Lon? Today, he come back alive. Today, oh, Brother Fred, and today, and Paul was long-winded that night, no doubt. Today, I wonder what his message was, brother. Today, the same message we have today. Today, Jesus Christ, brother. Today, oh, Brother Jim, and today, I preach Jesus, brother. That'll be the way, the truth, and the life. Today, I want you to know, here's a man, brother. Today, he loved the Lord, Brother Fred. Today, and I want you to know, today, he was willing to die for him, brother. Today, oh, one time, hey, Brother Lon, hey, he was supposed to go to Jerusalem. Today, and his servant said, don't you go up there. Today, they're seeking to put you in bound, brother. Today, and he told him, he said, I want you to know, today, that I'm not only willing to be put in bound, today, but I'm what? Today, I'm willing to die, brother. What for, Brother Fred? Today, oh, I'm willing to die, oh, for Christ and his sake. Today, or today, are you willing to die for him today? I want you to know, I'm willing to die preaching, Brother Junior, what God has given me today. I want you to know, today, he's going to return soon today. What's he coming for today? Oh, my people, he's coming back for me, Brother John, today. He's going to take me home today, Brother Kenny. I want you to know, there'll be no trouble there, Brother John, today. There'll be no sickness there today. Only peace and joy forever today. Oh, Brother Greg, I love him because, why? Because he first loved me today. And the Bible said, no greater love than any man hath than what, brother? Than he laid down his life for his friend today. Oh, my people, today, do you love the Lord, brother? I love him, Brother Keith, better than anything that I know of today. And I want you to know today, he is my keeper, Brother Greg. And today, I'm saved by grace through faith today. But I want you to know that I'm kept by the power of God, brother. Today, when how long are you going to be kept, Brother John? Until the day that I'll be revealed today. And I want you to know today, oh, in that morning when I get out of the grave, brother, today, I'll know that Jesus called my name today. I'll raise, Brother Jim, in the likeness of Jesus that day today. Somebody said, what will you look like today? I've heard them say like this today: if mommy ain't there, I'm not going today. If daddy ain't there, I'm not going, Brother Junior. Oh, I don't want to burst your bubble, Brother Junior, today. But I'm not going there to see daddy today. I'm not going there to see mommy today. Whatever I know will be a bonus, Brother Junior, today. But I'm going there, Brother Roger, to see Jesus, the man who hung on Calvary's cross today. Oh, people today. Hey, died so that you could live today. Somebody said, Brother Terry, today. What do you mean he died so you could live? He hung on Calvary's cross so you could live. Yesterday, here's a man today, no matter what they say, today, known unto God, was his works from the beginning, brother, today. But I want you to know, all through the old Bible, Brother Junior, all through the law, brother, today, they were looking for something to come, today. And I want you to know, I want you to understand, today, it was a schoolmaster, brother, to bring us to Christ. And today, oh, brother, Lon, and I want you to know that it done its job, brother. It done its job. Christ didn't die in vain, Brother Junior, today. He didn't die in vain, today. If the law would have been good enough, Christ wouldn't have had to come, brother, today. But I want you to know, today, that Christ come to do what, brother? To redeem us, Brother Junior, from under the curse of the law, brother, today. Somebody may not believe that, brother, but you better read your Bible, Brother Fred. That's what it said, brother, today. Somebody said the law wasn't a curse, Brother Junior, today. I'm telling you right now, brother. Oh, my brother, and today, if you're not a keeper of the law, there's a curse put on you, brother. The Bible says that, Brother Junior. Today, I want you to know, today, but I want you to know that I'm not a keeper of the law, brother. Today, I'm going to tell you what I am, brother. I'm saved by grace through Jesus Christ, by faith, Brother Junior. Today, somebody said, what kind of faith is it, brother? Today, the faith of Jesus is alive, Brother Junior. Today, oh, brethren, today I'm saved by grace and through faith, brother. Today, and somebody said, today, what is faith, brother? Today, the Bible said, that's the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. Today, oh, brethren, and today, how did the faith come, Brother Junior? Today, the Bible said, Brother Jim, well, today the Bible said, that faith cometh by hearing, today, and hearing by what, brother? By the word of the Lord. When did you hear his voice, Brother Junior? I was 16 years old now, Brother Fred. Today, they can say what they want to, Brother Junior. Oh, today, brother, but faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord, Brother Junior. I heard it when I was 16. Somebody said, was it a good faith? Sure it was, but I didn't put it in action. I didn't put it in action. Why didn't I put it in action? Because, why? Yes, today I didn't put it in action because I didn't believe, Brother Junior. I didn't believe. That's where it's at, brother. Yes, today, and the Bible said, how can they hear without a preacher? How can he preach except that he be sent? I'll tell you right now, he can't. Yes, today, Brother Jim, I see him all over the world trying to preach, brother. But they ain't called, Brother Junior. Somebody said, I don't believe in calling, being called to preach. You got to be called to preach. You got to be called to preach. What if I told you I'd be called to repent? Would you believe that too? Huh? Will you have that, brother and sister? Brother Jim, you was being called one time, wasn't you? Remember that? You got to be called to repent, brethren. But I'll tell you what you've got to do to repent. You've got to be obedient unto that call. If you're not obedient to that call, you'll never be saved. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're John Hagee's son or whoever's son you are. If you ain't, you don't be obedient to the call, you'll never be saved. I don't care if you're my son. I don't care if you put your name on every church book in the world. If you ain't repented and been born again, you're going the way down to hell, brother. I don't care who you are or where you come from, brother. Except that you believe that I am He, you shall die in your sins, and where I am, you cannot appear. I'm telling you, that's the way it is, brethren. Today, Jesus Christ is what it's about. It's not about today all these other things that people think it's about. They preach on all these things. I mean, Brother Junior talk a lot sometimes. That probably wouldn't even be edifying to talk to a lot of other people. Because they couldn't understand it, because we don't understand it a lot. That's just the way it is. But that's the way it goes. My knowledge today. What does the Bible say knowledge does? Is that what it says, brother? I didn't write it, brother Fred. That's what it says, don't it? But what will God do? What will He do for you? Huh? Yes, sir. You become abased. Yes, you will, brother. If you exalt yourself, you'll come down, brother. Today, if people today, listen, folks, I believe that sinners are called, regenerated, and born again. That's what I believe, brethren. I believe this Bible will support that, brethren. And how can they hear without a preacher? And somebody said, well, I know that they seen another angel flying in the midst. We're going to quit. He saw another angel. Had to be. Must have been one before that, you reckon, brother? Huh? I didn't write it, Brother Jess. I didn't put that in there. I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven. What was it doing? To preach to who? How many did that include? It included everybody. Everybody. Somebody said, well, there's no need for a two-legged preacher no more. Yes, there are. God works through you, works through me, works through all of you all. Every one of you are ministers for the Lord. You may not be preachers, but you're ministers for the Lord today. I tell you what happens, Brother Junior. I tell you what they do. I tell you what men do. And some women claim they're even called a preacher and don't believe a word of it. They're ministers for the Lord. They get the callings messed up, Brother Kenny. They think they could call to preach because they can minister and be a witness for God. That's not true, brethren. If God has called you to preach, you will preach. If God ain't called you to preach, you never can preach. That's the way it is. And you'll be just like the rest of them. When you're called to preach, you'll deny it, just like Brother Greg and Brother Junior and all the rest of us done. We'll say, I can't do that. It's the truth, we can't. And there's sometimes, Brother Junior, we get way on the ladder, and sometimes we just barely get on the first and second round.
That's all right. Still good.
That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. And Brother Keith,
amen.
I'll give you some advice. You'll never grow to the point that you think you ought to grow. If you ever stop desiring to want to be a better preacher, then you're better off than I am. I want to be a better preacher for God than I was yesterday, than I was 15 years ago, Brother Fred. I have that desire, Brother Jess, to be a better preacher for God. And I'm going to tell you something. The only way you can be a better preacher is to study His Word, brother.
Amen.
I don't care who you are, where you come from, brother.
Amen.
Yeah, you may get up here and make a pretty sound, Brother Fred. Yes, today, but if you don't study the Bible, brother, you'll never be able to preach the Word. It's the written Word. He said, in them you think you what? You think you now, brother. That's pretty strong, Brother Junior. In them you think you have eternal life, but they're not in there. But they are those who testify of me. Who's me, brother? It's Jesus Christ, Brother Junior. It's not somebody else. It's Jesus, Brother Jim. That's who it's about, Brother Fred. And I'm telling you right now, if you want to learn, study, brother. And I'm going to tell you something else, brother. The environment you are surrounded with will make you study more, Brother Junior.
Amen.
You stay in a little old weak church, brother, you'll never study a bit.
Amen.
I'm telling you right now. Yes, brother, but when they put the hot fire to you, brother, it gives you a desire to move, Brother Junior, and study, brother, the Word. Else today, brethren, if you ain't got a desire to study the Word book, brethren, there's something wrong with you, brother. Else today, yeah, but I tell you what, Brother Junior, else today, if you got preaching, brother, putting pressure on you, it'll make you read, brother. It'll make you read, Brother Fred. Else today, brethren, because why? Because you have a hunger. Have a hunger for the Word. Brother, I study and I almost listen. Every time I'm in my vehicle, I'm listening to it. Every time. Every time I'm listening to it, I have a desire to be a better preacher for God and to do His work. Known unto God was His works. From where, brethren? from the beginning of the word, the world, brother. And don't just take in the earth. That takes in everything, brother. Every he knowed to be a universe, brother Jim. He hung it out there on nothing.
Amen.
He hung all them out there on nothing, brother Jim. Yesterday, brother, he knew everybody. He knew about Mars, brother. Yesterday, he knew the men would go to the moon. Somebody said they ain't went there. Yeah, they did, brother Kenny. Yesterday, I'm saying, brother, yesterday that they turned to blood the day they stepped on the moon. I believe they went there, brother Junior. What did they accomplish? I don't know. Yesterday, but I believe all the inventions they are doing with fixing that thing has made a lot of headway in a lot of things, brother.
Absolutely.
I believe they have. A lot of things we use today come from the space program.
Absolutely.
A lot of things. Them rocks they carried back may have not profited one thing. I don't know. But I want you to know today that God made the moon. He hung it out there just exactly like the earth is, brethren. Yes, today, brethren. Yeah, but I want you to understand. Yeah, today, what is the moon represented, brother? What is the sun, brother? The sun's the greater light, brother. And today, I want you to know that the sun, brother Junior, is the grace covenant, far as I'm concerned. Yeah, today, it's the great light, brother Fred. Yeah, today, but the moon, brother, is the lesser light to ruin what? To lure the night time. I want you to know today, I have a desire to study this Bible, brethren. And I want you to know, Brother Junior, sometimes I open her up and just plain out just cry. And today because I don't know what I want to know. Oh, but in that morning, when I get up, Brother Keith, I'll know everything that needs to be known at that time. When I wake in His likeness, like Job said, yes, I'll be satisfied, brother. I won't have to worry no more. I won't have to search no more. Search these scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. But only eternal life can be only be found through Jesus Christ, brother. The precious blood of the Jesus Christ. We're going to close with these. These are they. Who have what, Brother Junior? Our testify me. And these are they who have come up through what? Great what? Tribulations, brethren. Come up through great tribulations. Brother Fred, there's a lot of wars fought for what we got today, Brother Junior. Even in the scriptures here. It was a bloody, bloody transformation, Brother Fred, from the grace and the law to the grace covenant. Don't you never doubt it, Brother Junior. It was a bloody and a lot of sacrifices for what we live. These are they who come up through great tribulation. Done what? What did they do, Brother Junior? Having washed their robes and what? And made them white and what, brother? In the blood of the Lamb, my brother. Who was that Lamb, brother? Yesterday, that blood of the Lamb was Jesus Christ, brother. That's where he was. He was led as for the lamb before the shears, and yet he opened not his mouth, Brother Fred. Yesterday, he became a scapegoat for us, Brother Junior. That's what I may say. You don't call him a scapegoat, but he was, brother. He died so that we could live. Listen, folks, today. I'm glad to be on fire for the Lord, Brother Junior. Yes, today, brethren. I'm glad today to be able to preach His gospel today and tell them about a true and living God. Yes, today, brethren. Oh, no matter what they say, Brother Greg, today, if the woman didn't know anything about a living God, oh, today, I'll tell you why she didn't know. He wasn't inside of her, brother. Yes, today, if you got something in there, you know something about it, Brother Junior. What'd he say? He'll bear witness with you, brother, today, that you may know what, brother? And he said, the Bible says that you know that you passed from death unto life. Because why? Yesterday, because you love the brethren, brethren. But here's the problem. Oh, Brother Greg, sometimes I wonder, do I love them like I should? That's the thing. Now, we don't want to be too lengthy, but listen here today, brethren. Study your Bible. Study your Bible, brethren. If I get up here and preach to you something you don't know, you won't even know where I'm telling you the truth if you don't study. I'm talking about you all too. I'm talking about all you all too. I'm talking about everyone in this house. And today, it's not just required, Brother Fred, for me to study my Bible. It's required for every man and every woman to study their Bible. Yesterday, I want you to know, and in them you'll find what, brother? You'll find comfort to your soul. I've never enjoyed a book like this book. I ain't never found a book like this book. Do you know it all, Brother Terry? No, but known unto God. Known unto God. No, not to God. Out to thee is his works from the beginning of the world. Did he know that I'd be here tonight? Yes, he knows these things. Yeah, Brother Doctor. He's not there in him, there's no variance, brother. Yes, to thee, brother. No, not to God, Brother Jesse, is his work. Not my work, but his work. What are we here for? Just to carry on the work of him, brother. And to witness it like John did. John said, I'm not the one. Woo, but I come to bear witness of the one. Yeah, but the true light. What will that true light do, Brother Jim Van Hoose? Yes, to do that true light will light up how many men, Brother Fred? Every man that cometh into the world. Now somebody said, well, that if you want to talk about predestination, but that kind of leaves that out, don't it, Brother Junior? Yes, to do. I want you to know, and I can quote you some more. Time and chance will happen to how many? To all. Now let's listen, folks. Don't try to get in God's mind and say what he knows and what he don't know. You don't know. Nobody's ever known his mind or been his counselor. But known unto God. Get your song. Known unto God. Not unto... You may say Jesus didn't even know. He didn't at that time, Brother Jerry, but he knows a lot now, don't he? He has all power given into heaven and the earth, brother. But God, Jesus is always with God. Always there. Brother Junior and I talked the other night. You try to separate these, the Godhead, you'll go crazy. Amen. In your natural mind. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Equal in essence and in power. And glory. And by what? By the one Spirit. All. Are you all baptized into what, Brother Junior? One body. The body of Christ. Folks, if I say anything strange to you, don't have it. If I say anything here that don't, if I say anything here to you that don't, that just don't support, don't have it. But don't tear me for something that you don't know nothing about.
Amen.
It's because you don't know. And I'll try not to tear you for something I don't know. I said, I'll try. But my little puny mind, sometimes I think I know something. I may have to question some things. But listen here. When we question, Brother Junior, anything that we question on, we can question many things. But let's not question the plan of salvation. That is our main objective, folks, today. That is our main objective, to preach the Word. You have to repent and be born again. That's the way it is. It hasn't changed from the beginning. Did Paul have to repent? I believe he did, Brother Junior.
Everybody.
I believe he did. And now, why don't we need the law no more? Brother Greg, we're closing. Get you the song, brother. Because he said, I place what? My laws in your heart. And I, in the mind, I will place, stamp them. You don't need the law no more. But if I told you the Gentiles was all, had a law always to themselves, would you believe that? Would you believe that? The Bible says it, don't it, Brother Fred? Would you believe me if I told you that the Gentiles was used to make Jews jealous?
Absolutely.
Would you believe that? Huh? Would you believe God would make people jealous?
He made Jews jealous by
the Huh? You believe God would harden people's heart? You believe God? You believe God would choose somebody that was going, that was a devil? Huh? You believe God causes the hurricanes to come? Absolutely. He lets it happen. But I'm going to tell you something. Like Brother Junior and I talk, please get your song. Sin. Sin is what brings on all bad things. And that little 5-year-old girl, Brother Junior never done nothing wrong in her life. But sin is condemned in the flesh. Sin brings it on.
Number 30.